Legends 1027, the biggest hits in the history of the world. I'm Chuck Kelly. Good morning. I have a special guest on the phone. Some of you may know him eventually as Ed Sullivan, but his real name is George Trullinger. Hi, George. How you doing?
Hey, Chuck. It's great to be with you.
When I say you're Ed Sullivan, explain what I mean to everybody, if you would.
Well, I portray Ed Sullivan in the traveling show, The Fab Four, the ultimate tribute to the Beatles. And, you know, about 60 years ago, the Beatles came to America and they first appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show, February 9th, 1964. And the rest, as they say, is history.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll tell you, and I don't know how old you are, but I am 60. Actually, I'll be 64 next month. So I was a little over three. But I remember I have two older sisters going crazy that night that the Beatles were on the Ed Sullivan Show. I remember vaguely in my mind, we had a black and white TV, and my sister's going crazy for that. It's funny you remember certain things like that, but I do remember that night.
You and I are the same age. I just turned 64, and that was the moment that I knew I wanted to be an entertainer. And I know that is a familiar story with a lot of entertainers, a lot of people, Bruce Springsteen and a lot of musicians who saw the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show or went and saw A Hard Day's Night and were inspired to be in a rock band.
Absolutely. And just for those of the people younger listening, Ed Sullivan Show was like the show. It was make it or break it. Like if years later, it was the Johnny Carson Tonight Show. If you were on there, you could make it or break it. But Ed Sullivan created stars back then, right?
Well, every Sunday night, he started in the 50s with introducing America to Elvis Presley, and he rolled into the 60s. Virtually everybody from the British invasion, from the Dave Clark Five, Herman's Hermits, the Animals, the Rolling Stones, all did a turn on the Ed Sullivan Show. And for the young people out there, even Michael Jackson and the Jackson Five appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show.
That's right. Now, how did you end up being, what made you want to be the Ed Sullivan of this show?
Well, I had a very good friend of mine who played Ed Sullivan in the movie Pulp Fiction.
Oh, wow.
And the Jackrabbit Slims scene. And his name was Jerry Hoban. And I started off as his sub in the Fab Four show.
Yeah.
And I first started in Las Vegas at the Las Vegas Hilton. And Jerry, unfortunately, passed away. He had a heart attack and passed away. And I went from doing maybe one show a month to being the full-time guy, and now I have a sub.
Oh.
Now I have a fellow that understudies me.
That's pretty
so
well.
It's been a great journey for me. I started off in Las Vegas as Buddy Holly in a musical review called Legends in Concert, and just one thing led to another, and now here I am all these years later performing as Ed Sullivan.
That is amazing. Now, we should point out to everybody the show that we're talking about, where it's the Ed Sullivan Show and the Meet the Beatles album all together in the show. It's going to be at the Kodak Center. It's this Friday at the 11th, so it's this Friday night. And the tickets are available through KodakCenter.com. And so give us a sample of a little Ed, would you? Do you mind?
Now, yeah, thank you, Chuck. And now, yesterday and today, our theater's been jammed with newspapermen and hundreds of photographers to witness the excitement stirred by these four delightful youngsters, John, Paul, George, and Bingo.
Very good. The show, I understand, is amazing. These guys are amazing. I guess you can vouch for that, right?
Absolutely. You know, they pride themselves on the look, the sound, the instruments are all correct, and it is a wonderful one. These guys are all big, big Beatle fans. And it's very important to them each and every show to get every nuance, every solo, every note for note.
That's great.
Really, it's really impressive.
That sounds fun. And I love the fact it's a Friday night again, this Friday at the Kodak Center. It's Friday the 11th, which is this Friday. And if you want tickets, KodakCenter.com. And I'll tell you what, let's take the 10th texter right now. If you want to text me and you're the 10th person starting now, we will give you a pair of tickets for this Friday night show over at the Kodak Center for the show. And George, I appreciate you joining us this morning.
Chuck, thank you for having me on your show. Keep playing all of that great music, the greatest music in the world.
Oh, and thank you, Ed Sullivan, as well.
Don't mention it.